In the Gemara Daf Ayin Beis on the Beis, Rashi says there, this relates to Psua Daka, V'kol d'gabi Psua Daka lo choshev d'lav min psula yuchsin k'mishtoi, that it's that Psua Daka is not included in psula kol, and this in terms of explaining this, the Gemara in Yevamos and Daf Ayin Vav has a suffix if a Psua Daka is mutter in Isure Kahuna. So a kohen of Psua Daka is the mutter to marry a grusha, for example. And where the Psua Daka Yisrael is the mutter in Psule Kal, for example, to marry a Mamzeris. And offhand, in terms of interpreting this, the suffix is in the Gemara, is Psua Daka just a Isabir? It's a gavra, so to speak. Or is it a chalois psul in gavra? If it's just an isa, a zaitik isa, so that's not mafkia the kedushas yisrael or the kedushas kahuna. So he wouldn't be allowed the kohen to marry a grusha, the yisrael to marry a mamzeres. But if it's a chalois psul in gavra, like mamzeres, so, which is mafkia, what is poigim the kedusha, kedusha kahuna, kedusha yisrael, so therefore kedusha kahuna at least, so therefore it would be matter them to marry nashim that would nashim shulis that would be usher to them. So in terms of this issue, there seems to be a stira in the Rambam. The Rambam in Perek Tesayin from Yisurei Bia says that. And I'll just read the lashon of the Rambam. Tzua daka ukur shivcha shavcha shenasu bas yisro ubalu lokim shenema lo yovel psua daka ukur shavcha b'kal Hashem umutorem lisa ki yores umushuchveres vafilu koin shu ptzua daka mutu lisa ki yores umushuchveres lefisha eno b'ktushaso. And so he's allowed to marry a psua daka. The Rambam holds he's allowed to marry a koin who's a psua daka to marry let's say again a grusha or a zoina, because the Rambam says either any b'ktushos v'afilu nesina or echem in hasvekos mutaros lo, and a nesina, which the Rambam says is one of the svekos, is mutter. Hol uptzua daka also lovo b'kol lo gozu bo al nesinim v'lo al hasvekos avol ptzua daka kushavcha. Also be mamzeres, vadoish shere asur min haTorah. So, on the one hand, the Rambam paskins the psua daka koin is mutter negiores, even though that's an isa diraisa. So it would seem from there that the psua daka there's a chalois pgam in psul in gavra, which is. Diminishes the kedushas kahuna, and therefore he's permitted to marry one of the psule kahuna, nashim who psulus the kahuna. On the other hand, the Ram says that psu daka yisrael is also to marry a mamzeres. So you see that it's not in any way poigim his kedushas yisrael, and therefore he's also. He's also to marry any of the psula kol. And so the Vavid is masik on this, and he says, the old psula daka koyen shemuta b'gzioris devav sheshes hochi pashit luhu v'halo gioris l'koyen asura midiraisa hi v'shav yalei delav v'ktushose koi v'hu adin lisol posol b'mamzeris. In other words, why does the Ram distinguish if they're both diraisa for psula kahuna and is right to psula kol, is right to Yisrael for psua daka? So, in terms of interpreting the Rambam, apparently the Rambam distinguishes between these two cases, namely that the Rambam thinks that psua daka is, so to speak, a psul gavra, but it's that I should rephrase it, the psul daka is not a psul in gava that is called psul ekol. And therefore, he's not mutter to marry those who are psula yuchsin, like mamzeres. Only when it's a pagam and psul and gavra, like mamzer, is he mutter to marry the psula kol. However, however, as relates to the chiddush that the Rambam holds, as it relates to marrying, if he's a psula daka kohen, it is permitted because apparently the psula daka kohen, anything the Rambam thinks that anything that's also anyone who's also to you, even though it's an isa gavra, that is a chson in the kedushas kahuna, in the complete kedushas kahuna, and therefore, since this woman, Gioris and so on, a grusha, is also to him, so that he's permitted to marry her, but in terms of psule kol, like mamzeris, right? For that you need a chaloshem psul kol in gavra, and that psul daka is, which is somehow affects even the kedusha shol. So that psul daka is not. It's because it's not like mamzeres or the psul ayuchsin. And with this, we understand also what Rashi said. They said. It's because it's not psula daka is not as Rashi is not from the psula yuchsin, and therefore it's not included in that. So it's not a chaloshem and gavra of psul. It's a separate isabia, and therefore that, according to Rashi, is not included in the five. The five kahali, which are psule kol.